Monet, I was just looking up the Anchor app. Have you heard about this?
I've heard of it. Something to do with podcasts, right?
Okay, so Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And they have this like creation tool that lets you record a podcast and edit it right from your phone or your computer.
Oh, that's right, because they can distribute your podcast for you, and it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all the other podcast distribution places, right?
Oh, and you will get the listeners, honey, and when you get the listeners, you make the coin thottas. Mm-hmm. But here's the crazy thing. You actually don't have to have a minimum listenership to get money. You can still make coins.
So it's essentially every single thing you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Oh, you're just so tickled. You love the idea of making podcasts. I love you, Monet.
I love
you. Now listen, if you want to download the free Anchor app, you can also go to anchor.fm and get started. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Sibling Watchery. But we want you all to know, yes, the next episode on Wednesday will be Sibling Rivalry. We're going back to the Watchery Rivalry schedule. So we will see you all there.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
Isn't that what it is? What's the lyric?
Bob. Like the haircut.
Right. It's the bob for me.
Then I thought
it's
the wop.
Yeah. What's the second one?
Bob. She says bob again.
Oh, I thought it was, it's the bob. I thought it was bop, like a song. It's the bop for me. I thought she was talking about wop.
No, I realized that I really am your gateway into all things
TikTok. That's it. Don't say anything else. And TikTok.
Because but she's a girl with a haircut, she has a bob on, and her bob is like really flowy. And it's just a song about her hair.
Oh, making my way to the beauty shop. Before we start this episode, I want to let you guys all know that I have a digital drag fest show. I recorded it today. It's going to be fucking incredible. Live band, background zingers. Background singers.
You gonna be fucking them up? You're gonna be getting them. Everybody in the background, you're getting zinged, honey.
So if you want tickets to my digital drag fest show, it is May 30th. It's set for May 30th. So get tickets because you help support me and see this beautiful work I did. Bob, it's fierce. Are you gonna get a ticket to my digital drag fest show?
I'll go. I mean, it does seem like you just admitted to everyone that it's not live, but yeah, I'll go.
No one said it was live.
Well, now we all know. You should have sold tickets to the recording. Then you could have double dipped.
Oh, that's oh my God, that's such a good idea.
A little late in the game now, player.
Well, you just gave it to me 5 minutes ago.
Well, bitch, I be trying to tell you stuff. You be busy. I'm busy. I'm late. Other day, I tried to go see Monet. She was like, I might have Trey coming over. Y'all already heard it. It's been on the podcast already. And Monet's Trey, who canceled her 8 times, she was still like, I'm still going to give up this bussy. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. My camera is betraying me today. Why am I blue?
We did a Smart Funny Black episode of Mad Steals. And for the first 20 minutes, Bob's camera was just in grayscale. That shit was fucking hysterical.
I don't think it's very funny. It's really
Roberta, how are you doing? I miss you.
I miss you too. This is money. This is not Sibling Rivalry. This is Sibling Watchery. And we have.
Well, I also want to let. We got a lot of comments. People are like, are they just going to talk about Legendary always? First of all, do you even listen to the show, Tamar? We literally said the first week, we're playing catch up with Legendary. This week, we go back to normal scheduling. So Monday Watchery, Wednesday Rivalry. So stop your motherfucking complaining.
Well, if you're listening by now, then you've already listened to an episode of Rivalry because it's Wednesday or later.
No, but do you listen to the show, Tamar?
We were doing two episodes of Watchery, then went back to normal.
Right. So Monday is Watchery. This is coming out Monday, and then Wednesday is going to be Rivalry. What are you talking about?
We'll see.
We'll see. I work at the company. Codes. I know the schedule.
I have the launch codes. Okay. We'll see.
This episode of Legendary, Roberta, I'm sure we're going to agree, but one of these groups really turned my wig all the way the fuck around. I was undone.
This episode was really good. I thought it was actually probably one of the best episodes of the season, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Oh my God, you and Naomi will jump the... Your middle name should be Bob Jump the Gun, the Drag Queen.
Okay, first more of all, is coming. We are a full 5 episodes in. This is not... When it we're over 10. Halfway there. Huh?
No, we're not over. We're at halfway. There are 10 episodes.
No, we're over now. We have just crossed the threshold of half.
On Thursday we will cross the threshold. Right now we're literally
you're the queen of the days of the week. Who are you, Rebecca Black? You're the queen of the days of the week now. Miss Thing learns a couple of days of the week, and now she is the queen of the days of the week.
Shut the fuck up.
Friday.
Did you listen to that when it came out? I remember I was in college when it came out. It was like wild.
I was not in college, and I did listen. I mean, everyone listened to it. They did it on Glee.
They do it on Glee?
Yes, Glee covered Friday by Rebecca Black.
The show that you never watched. Bob, one week, Bob was like, why don't Glee have more gay characters? I was like, Bob, there's fully like 17 gay characters.
I've seen a few. I saw the first episode where they throw the drink on Lea Michele's face, the slushy, and they call her RuPaul. I always remember them being like, hello, RuPaul, and throw a drink in her face.
Well, you know, bitch, if you watch Disclosure, they love just, trans people and, like, drag queens, they just love, they're always the butt of the joke. Just calling someone RuPaul is apparently a big insult. They're like, the 6-time Emmy Award winning hit song, top charting, that's, calling someone RuPaul is just a joke. Ha ha, ha ha.
Yeah, I mean, well, we all agree on that is very shady behavior. But anyway, what I'm getting at is roll it back. This is a great episode of. Yes. So in this week we are all they are focusing on hip hop and pop art. Now I'm really intrigued because like sometimes the categories like what they're highlighting and their category just there seems to be something that they're not congruent.
Yeah, I agree. And obviously, I think this is because in regular balls, and correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think they do this. Like, they're like balls. But I think for the purposes of this show is a cross between America's Best Dance Crew and Vogue. So it's like.
Well, what are you saying they're going to do? Because there are themed balls. There are balls that have a theme.
There are themed balls, but again, doing full on choreo where your choreo has to be reminiscent of hip hop and Vogue, I don't see that. Anytime I see balls, the balls have a theme. Like, it would be like, if there's a hip-hop ball, like you do, they normally like the categories, like you serve hip-hop looks, but I don't think they're Voguing be hip-hop. Like, for example, when we went to like the Addams Family Ball, whatever it was, people weren't doing like spooky dancing. They were just Voguing normally.
Well, I think it all depends. I think it depends on the category. So if it's hip-hop dancing, then maybe they would have you wear hip-hop clothes. Maybe for the Voguers, they would have them wear hip-hop clothes and also do some hip-hop things while Voguing. And also, obviously, they're only having them walk one category per episode, as opposed to at a ball, every category would have been walked. You know what I mean?
Right.
But sure. Anyway, they choose to do pop art and hip hop, which is a very interesting combination. But there are some areas where I can see the crossover between the two.
Yeah, for sure. And with these judges' looks,
Talk to me.
Somebody just put some tights on Taraji and this jacket. I feel like Taraji could have come harder.
No okay. Shade. In Taraji's defense, I want to say this. Taraji is an actor. I don't think Taraji comes from the world of dressing up for a living unless, like, there's a whole crew doing it. Like, we have crews and people helping us and we make stuff ourselves and yada, yada, yada. But usually Taraji's like, I don't think that Taraji comes from the club where we turn looks. You know what I mean?
This is the 19th time you've given this excuse. Bitch, they have million-dollar teams to get these stylist people.
Okay, I don't think that Taraji is using her team on a guest appearance on Legendary.
Well, that's shady. She's not. Like, come dress to the nines, baby. The rest of the judges are. You see, I'm sure before she got the gig, they probably showed her. She probably watched clips. You see that Megan Thee Stallion is showing up in a full... look with a ball gown and a Little Red Riding Hood. Like, you see all that, so why would you not want to come and give that same energy?
Maybe that's just not what Taraji does. That's just not what she gives. Like, you're asking.
And that's and according to you, that's not what Normani does. That's not what
it's clearly not what they do because they didn't had done it. But when they invited Dominique down there, she turned the look because it's what she does. You know what I mean?
One would argue that she did what needed to be done.
To quote Taraji, hey, listen to me. Hold your hand up, nigga. Listen, motherfucker.
I love Meg's look. I love the hair. My favorite thing was her hair. Megan's hair is always laid. And she did this Instagram video a while back where she took her wig off. She's like, bitch, I have hair here. But obviously, before all like the crazy styling she does and colors, you don't want to do that to your natural hair. But her wigs are always laid flawlessly, bitch.
I also want to point out too that people like, it is great that Megan has hair, but also like, It's such a weird flex to be like, I have hair, you bitches. Because, like, Cardi B famously did the video where she showed her her hair that grew out of her head. And Cardi B has very long hair. Cardi B's hair is, like, down to here. It is that thick Dominican hair. Yeah. She has a lot of it. But it seems like a weird flex for women who can't grow hair or people can't grow hair and be like, see, you dumb bitches, I grew my motherfucking hair. It's like, okay.
Okay, you're adding all of that stuff on.
No, she said it verbatim.
And also, I think that Megan and Scarry, because of a lot of wigs, probably the nasty comments they get, probably like, you fucking dumb rapper, stupid bitch. That's why you bald, you ugly fat fuck. You know what I mean? So they're probably like, bitch, I have hair.
So you call Megan fat? Wow. Can I say the top two of the week for looks, minus this same hair, Jamila's gown is everything.
Yeah, I love it. It was really good. She looks great.
This gown is so beautiful. I also really love this little Basquiat this Basquiat suit that Law is wearing.
Yeah, I think Law looked great. I love the Laomi's makeup and hair. She looked beautiful.
You know, Coach did a Basquiat collection. I have one of the Basquiat bags.
Oh my God, yes, we know. You and Megan did Basquiat by Coach.
Wow, you are so jealous. You don't ever do this to Bunny. You don't ever do this to Lady Bunny.
Also, apparently the fans are telling me, they commented on a video saying that Jamila does her own makeup every episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what they said. I mean, I don't know how true that is, but that's what the comment. I saw like 4 comments saying that.
Oh, I mean, I didn't love her makeup this episode, but it wasn't horrible. I didn't hate it, but I wasn't like, girl! I was like, oh, okay. Like, Jamila's makeup looks, I've never thought to myself, wow, Jamila's makeup looks bad, or Jamila's makeup is crazy. It's like, oh, Jamila looks nice. She has a very pretty face. Her makeup works for her. You know what I mean? Also, Jamila seems like she's someone who's very specific about how she looks. Like, if every time you've ever been photographed or filmed, you have the same hairstyle, then you probably do your own makeup. Like, that sounds about right.
Yeah. She might shock us in the finale and give a brand new look, and child, we're going to be gooped, gagged.
We're going to find out in her wig. She's bald. She's a bald-headed bitch.
Oh, my God.
Let's go into the House of Icon.
The House of Icon. And their little like pre-number story thing, I identify so hard with them. Like, you tell, like, they were saying, like, we like are in the bottom and like we don't know how to like get out of this. I'm like, girl, I know those feelings. Like, that was me episode 4 and 5 of Drag Race. I'm like, this is a shitty place to be. And they're like, what do we do? And I want to let the House of Icon know, I stand in solidarity with you. I know exactly how that feels, and it sucks.
Can I just say that Jamil is so beautiful? I don't know why this just snuck up on me. I was like, this guy's hot. And it's also, obviously, you always seen the show, and I don't want to, like, there's no spoilers. If you're watching this, you've already watched the show or you're just expecting spoilers. But clearly they did not survive this week. But they got such a great score. I mean, their scores, look at their scores.
See, but I thought that they were, I didn't feel like they were fierce. Like, I thought that they were good.
But it's
where
they got a 9-10, 9-9-10, and then went home. That's wild.
Because most of the groups were really good, and also they've been in the bottom 19 times.
I mean, also, that being said, girl, 2 times in the bottom, honestly, in a row, and then 3, at that point, I mean, I don't want to jump the gun. We'll get into it later.
Yeah.
But I gave them a 7.
I give them an 8, and that was me being generous, because I also thought when they're performing, you could tell they were like, especially Kylie, I feel like she was looking at the judges like, are you proud? You see me? Like, she was smiling, and she was like, so it's like, look at me. I'm like doing the thing, and it felt very that, and I was like, 7-8, but I give them an 8.
To be honest, I could not believe, the thing is, I know they're not hip-hop dancers, but, like, the shoot was so weak, the crumping was so under crumping. It was like they were like, it was like, we're doing the shoot, but we're more or less just like, you know, and when you mark the dance. So instead of like doing it, they were like, see, you recognize this reference. Y'all know this reference.
Bob can do one dance, and Bob swears that he's like the fucking shoot critiquer of the world.
I can do more than one dance. And anyway, that being said, I thought that it was a little weak to me. And I didn't think it was horrible, but I was like, a 10, 2 10s? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see the 10s.
But they look phenomenal. Genuine. I love these looks, to be honest.
Yeah, their looks were great. I love their looks, too. I think their looks are really dope. Especially
like, Jamil's look is just like so good. And so does Kylie Cat. She looks amazing.
She looks beautiful. Yeah, gorgeous.
Also, we need to talk about the fact that they were, who were they representing again?
Who are they representing?
The artists.
Oh, I don't know. There's a note here. Jacob said they don't say what it's based on, but it seems to be inspired by Roy. Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. It looks like Roy Lichtenstein, but later on down the line, someone is clearly doing Roy Lichtenstein. And it seems like, I feel like when people think about pop art, they think about basically two artists. They think about Roy Lichtenstein, who does those dots and the lines, or they think about Keith Haring. And people who are maybe a little more cultured think also about Warhol and...
Pop art for Keith Haring?
Yep, Keith Haring is pop art. Like, Keith Haring is kind of like... I mean, I would say Warhol is probably the father of pop art, but, like, Keith Haring is a massive pop art...
I know Keith Haring's work, but I wouldn't... Is it categorized as pop art?
100%. Monet, it's in this episode. It's all over this episode.
Interesting. I did not know Keith Haring was a pop artist. I just wouldn't classify it as pop. I guess it is pop art.
Well, pop art. Because
when I think pop art, I think it's supposed to look 2D, and his look just looks one dimensional to me.
No, that's not it. Pop art is not 2D. What is 1D? What is 1D?
Like
2D is flat. You're thinking 3D, Monet. 3D is when it's like dimensions. 2D is like flat. So what makes pop art is like when it looks like super cartoony, when it's like really simple shapes, very, very colorful. That's what pop art is. And Keith Haring is very that.
Work. Fuck me. What is it? Gag me with a DeLorean.
Gag me with it. Anyway, so it looks like they're doing... Okay, here we go. Pop art. Art based on modern popular culture and the mass media, especially as a critical or ironic comment on traditional fine art values.
Work.
But it has an aesthetic that is very comic booky, cartoony.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Archie Comics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call Archie Comic pop art, but it might be. Who knows? I didn't go to art school.
Jake, yeah, you did it.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, stank, stunk, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
So I've needed glasses my whole life, but I just got back into wearing them and I'm loving the style options I get by changing up my glasses. But nice glasses can be expensive and hard to find. Warby Parker's goal is to create boutique quality eyewear at a revolutionary price point, offering eyeglasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams. Warby Parker is committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. Glasses start at just $95, including prescription lenses, sunglasses, progressives, and blue light lenses are also available. If you need help choosing frames, Warby Parker has a quick and easy online quiz you can take. Answer a few quick questions, and they'll suggest some great looking glasses that are totally personalized to fit your face and style. Now, blue light filter lenses are now available and are perfect for those concerned about the effects of blue lights from your computer and other screens. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but the amount of time that I spent playing Super Smash Bros. And Fortnite this year has skyrocketed, and the blue light filter lenses have been game changers. They filter more blue light than their standard polycarbonate or high-index lenses and can be added to your order during checkout. Try Warby Parker's free home try-on program. Order 5 pair of glasses to try at home for free for 5 days. There's no obligation to buy, ships free, and includes a prepaid return shipping label. Try 5 pair of glasses at home for free at warbyparker.com/rivalry. Again, that's warbyparker.com/rivalry.
Is music a big part of your life? Let me tell you about Anchor, Spotify's podcasting platform. There are creation tools that allow you to easily and quickly record and edit right from your phone or computer. And best of all, Miss Dang, she is free. With Anchor, you can create a Music Plus talk show. With Music Plus Talk, you can add any songs from Spotify directly to your episodes, alongside talk segments featuring your commentary. Miss Day, this is revolutionary. This is the future. This is happening now. Music Plus Talk is a new way to create with all the music that you love. The possibilities are endless for what you can create, whether it's from music analysis, your own radio show, a hosted playlist, a deep dive on your favorite genre or artist, or something the world's never heard before. You can do it with Anchor Music Plus Talk. Anchor will even help publish your show on Spotify so you can reach hundreds of millions of listeners. Got an idea for a Music Plus Talk show? Just head over to anchor.com/musicplustalk. That's anchor.fm/musicplustalk to sign up for Anchor and make your own Music Plus Talk show for free.
All right, let's
So we're going to now get into the House of Balenciaga.
So disappointed in their performance this week.
Were you?
Yeah, I gave them a 7.
So I gave, for some reason, I did not score them. That's crazy. So first of all, Honey is gone for a second week in a row. Honey was there for the performance last week, but was not there for rehearsal. This week, she's been gone for both performances, which I feel really, like, I really feel for the house. Like, there's two houses. Like, one of the, you remember they started one house off being like, and he broke his hand,
yeah,
and he's gone.
He broke his arm. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I, off the gate, these outfits I thought were so ugly.
I think it's very pop. It is inspired by the artist, but I agree. It's giving pajamas.
Yeah, it's ugly, ugly, ugly. And their dance did not feel hip hop to me. I didn't get the hip hop aspect of this challenge with Balenciaga's number. Like, period.
I just want to say this out loud. I remember just writing down, I could look at Shannon forever. She's just, I love her. I don't want to reduce Shannon to her physical appearance, but like, just, oh my God. Like, I just love the way she looks.
Last week, I was listening to the podcast over, and I was literally on the verge of tears. I was like talking about her. I don't know. Also because they tell these stories about these folk, and it just makes me, I get really connected to these people in the show.
Yeah, and I really love the way I actually really like the way they highlighted hip hop. I probably would have given them like a 8 or a 7 maybe an 8. But also, can we talk about Taraji going full on Cookie at Khalik? Like, it's one of those things where it's like he was crying, and I don't know why Taraji was like, motherfucker.
Yeah, and it was weird. But also, but on Taraji's side, I'm like, bitch, Khalik, y'all been in the top every week. And y'all were this week again. Like, what are you crying about? Because you got one bad critique for a bad performance? Like, girl, get a grip.
I mean, maybe he's a perfectionist. I will say one of my greatest qualities is that I'm not a perfectionist. Like, I'm like, let's just do it. I'll figure it out over time. I'll get better over time. Yeah, I'm gonna fucking just go ahead and do it, girl. Do you consider yourself a perfectionist?
I'm not a perfectionist, but I like things to be as good as possible. But I also recognize that some things are just not being able to be perfect, but I still strive to be it to look as nice as possible, sure.
And people always say I'm a perfectionist, like it's a great quote. I'm a perfectionist. Like, bitch, that sounds like a horrible trait, but what do I know?
What?
Being a perfectionist is not a good quality. It is not a good quality. Because a lot of times you will halt yourself from doing what you need to do because you're waiting for it to be perfect, which is an unattainable goal.
That's true, but I do think there is something to say about not just flying off the handle, just doing some shit willy nilly.
So I don't just do shit willy nilly. I don't just.
You are internalized. I did not
say
you.
What I'm saying is, as someone who's not a perfectionist, I think that one of my great traits is that I'm able to just progress as I go along and not be like, I'm not like super concerned with. Well, I mean, I am concerned with what people think, especially with my art. I want to put out. I want to be good, but like, I'm not concerned to the point where I can't get my job done.
Got it.
Motherfucker. But yeah, they were, I mean, it was a rough week for them as far as the judging goes. And I think they never got judged like this. But I did love the way they turned Shannon around in that thing. I just love when she, like, because she was in that thing, right? And they turned her around. And then she, like, and then she did a runway walk.
Yeah. They also critiqued her for doing the same shit every week, which I kind of agree. I'm like, Mother Gia would really be out here shitting on these holes by doing, like, full everything her kids are doing. And no shade, but Mother Shannon does kind of do the same role every week. Like, it's
okay,
pretty...
let's talk about that. First of all, that's not true. That's what you're saying is just not... Okay.
Oh, the duck walk thing? Okay,
There's been three. I think she's only been up 3 times. Out of 5 episodes, she's only been in 2. Only been in 3.
What do you mean?
She's been in 4. She's been in 4 of the 5 episodes. So one time she did a full on old way duck walk for like a half for like 45 seconds. I also want to point out that Shannon is a woman of a certain age. She has said that she's been around the block a few times. Gia is probably our age, maybe younger than us. So yeah, I got a feeling Gia's going to be jumping higher, kicking further, and doing more splits than Shannon, if I were to guess. I also feel like what Shannon did tonight in the body category is very different than what she does. So she's not
giving for the sure.
same. So she's not doing the same thing every week.
Okay, but that's also a different category. We're talking about the category of this dancing thing. And she okay, sure. Dance. Okay, she did. Okay, but there are other ways you can challenge it and do stuff.
She did.
One time.
Money, that's not okay. First of all, there's only been twice that she just showed up and runwayed, because she was doing the thing where she did like the little presentation for everyone, she did the old way duck walk, and then she did the thing twice. So, two out of the four times, half the time, she's done the walk. But also, by that same logic, you could say everyone else who's doing the dips every time and who's doing the thing, they're doing their same thing.
But that's not true. Mother Gia has turned different.
I'm not talking about Mother Gia, I'm talking about everybody.
Okay, Mother Shannon. I mean, not Mother Shannon. Mother Stasha. Stasha changes it up as well.
Monet, that's because she can dance. If you are, you're not supposed to. What Mother Shannon does, in my opinion.
Okay, but Mother Shannon's proven she can dance. She ducks walk all the way. You can dance.
No, Monet. Okay, sometimes you have the one thing you can do, and you work on that. I think I got a feeling that Mother Shannon's been working on that all way duck walk since it was New Way. Okay. Back when it was just the way, you know what I'm saying? So I think that what Mother Shannon is also doing, what she's bringing, is she's the mother of the house. She's like orchestrating shit. So it's not always about getting out there and turning and spinning and jumping up and down. She's not clowning herself or trying to do some shit she can't do.
Okay, and listen, I love Balenciaga. Every week I grave about how much I love Mother Shannon, how she like is literally the greatest person. I'm just giving my honest opinions and critiques, bitch.
Ain't nobody fighting you. I'm just saying, I think that what Mother Shannon is doing is, in my opinion, smart.
Ooh, they turned it. Let's talk about the House of Tishy girl.
Who's doing Warhol.
They literally... Honestly, in all of Legendary, this was the best story, the best number, the concept, the makeup, the hair. This was fucking everything. Yeah.
In my opinion, this was the first 10s across the board. Like this.
Easily.
Like this was.
I disagree with that. I mean, I think there's a realm where, in my mind, Balenciaga's My Fair Lady number and this are the same, or the same caliber. Because I remember when Balenciaga did that thing, I loved the whole story of that too. But this was just really, really fuck. The staging, this was so good.
I wrote down, Gia is the mother of mothers. Like, she is Khaleesi up in this bitch. Like, she was so good when they went... When they yelled Andy's coming at the end, even though I know that like Toy Story is not a museum, but like the idea of like going back to being lifeless was just a really brilliant, like talk about pop culture. That was a pop culture moment that a lot of people our age know. I love that cartwheel into the duck walk was.
Oh my God, that's what I put too, yes. By Simone, right?
Yeah, the cartwheel and then landing directly into the duck walk was really fucking great.
I fucking gagged.
And this just proves my point that Tichy's gonna win. Although I feel like some slick reality TV shit's gonna happen and piss me off in the end.
And also they took the note from last week. They got told a note about their look stopping at the ankles with the shoes, and they took that note and they put it right into the next week. And also I figured out where I know Simone from. She was in Lovecraft Country with me.
Oh, work.
Yeah, that's what I was. She looks so familiar.
Their makeup is just so good, and obviously, it's just everything. This little
pillow box hat on
Mother Gia's head, Dro in this Warhol wig. It's just
all and them good. like having such a beautiful makeup to contrast the looks they're wearing, like pairing that pink face with the teal Mother Gia. Flipping that, Dro, the green with the, honestly, head to toe, beginning to end, this was phenomenal.
And it was, so I feel like what they were doing was based on those images Warhol used to do, where he would take one picture, a photo, and then like like contrast it with weird colors, but the same picture like a bunch of times. It was just fucking iconic. This was so good. It was so good. And I cannot believe they did not win this episode.
I know. I mean, but there were two categories, girl. You got to come in all categories, baby. That's how you get grand prize. I got to big trophies.
I am destroyed. I am disheveled. I have been disgraced. This is...
But enough about your drag.
This is wild. Let's move on to Mugler, who is doing Basquiat.
I got to be honest. My babies did not turn it this week.
So what did I give Mugler? I gave Mugler an 8.
I gave them an 8 as well.
So when they did the dancing through the decades, like, it was maybe 3 seconds of it. Like,
and 90s, awkward. Like, and awkward. Each of them felt like they didn't want to do it. Diego was like, I was like, what's going on?
Yeah, like the 90s, like.
It felt like, very that.
I'm really gagged. I mean, I gave them an 8. I'm gagged. They got a 10. I don't know what. I mean, it wasn't. Also, they really, in my opinion, really did Tati dirty with this whole look. Mama's wearing a floaty.
She's the fucking carnival queen. And when they called her pants.
And when La Roche called her pants Delta, I said, bitch. I mean, even though I don't think they wear red on Delta, they wear blue.
They used to. Yeah, well, actually, no. On Delta, the red coats, like the managers that work the front, they wear red.
They got her together. These pants are shady. These pants are shady as hell. And also, I agree with all the other judges. I don't see Basquiat in this.
I agree. I don't see Basquiat
in this. Like, it just looks like graffiti, not Basquiat.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but one thing I did love was they implemented a lot of TikTok dances, which I thought was smart.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I did love the dolphin dance. That little dolphin moment really got me together. I will say that little.
Is it called the dolphin dance?
Yeah.
I can't.
But I also feel like Tati was like also like couldn't even move. Like she was restricted by this backpack she's wearing. They tried
it. Not the backpack. I'm fucking done. They really tried it. They tried it.
You know who looks really cute though? Prince. Prince's outfit is very of that time. It's so cute.
I don't remember what it was, and I can't really tell what it is.
Bitch, here. Look at the screen. We have.
I know, but I can't see the whole thing, bitch. I just see the front here from the belly button up.
Prince just looks like he could be in Run DMC.
I thought the Father Arturo looked very cute this week. I was like, "Oh, I'm back. What's up?
Why you really dropped Diego as soon as he got a low score? You dropped Diego like a badass habit, girl."
Oh, and I got right on him, and I fucking mounted that motherfucker towards the end of the episode. I'll tell you that much, okay?
We'll talk about that. I wrote myself. I know Monet's hole is quivering during
body. That, okay, we'll get there. Girl! Ooh. Colors. It's a Richie time. Well, it's not a roll R, but y'all get what I'm saying. The House of Christina Ricci.
So, okay, Richie. Now, this is a pop artist who I'm not terribly familiar with. They're supposed to be doing Peter Max. I'm not super... Peter Max was the first one that I was not familiar. I will say this. Once I looked up Peter Max's work, I was like, oh, this does look... I do recognize this.
I did not. I have never seen this, but it looks cool.
I'm still stuck on... I mean, it looks... So, I wrote down for... I gave them a 9.
I gave them a 10. I thought they were amazing. I love Father Omari's vibe. He also, Father Omari talks like a traditional ball commentator. Father Omari talks like this. And he talks like this. He's like, yeah, because we're coming to the bull. I love it.
I really loved the no music part. I thought that was really a great.
It was really good. It was very New York.
Yeah. And I have how I never noticed And I'm noticing people for the first time. How is this my first time noticing Remy?
Oh, Remy's been around. Remy's been,
I know. I mean, obviously, he's been around, but I was like, Remy is so cute. How have I not noticed Remy? Hey, Remy.
I love the Laura's hair. I thought her hair looks really cool.
It's giving me very, when Aretha Franklin used to have a ponytail that was a different color than her hair. Do you remember this?
No, that wasn't part of my life.
You were alive for it. And Aretha Franklin very famously used to have ponytails that had nothing to do with the rest of her hair. And I mean nothing.
So kind of like your wig right now.
What? That doesn't even make sense. When
I know. I'm so tired. I can't even land my jokes today.
You must be tired.
I know, Bob. Shut the fuck up.
Let's just say I'm not tired. If you can always predict my jokes, then why don't you tell some, bitch?
I have. And I will continue doing so. I thought that they did the best job of blending and fusing Vogue and hip hop. Like, it was so seamless. Like, a lot of some of the other groups, like, it was a little obvious they were trying to do the hip hop Vogue challenge. Whereas the House of Arichi, I felt like it just felt super organic.
But do you think that they deserve the same score as Tichy?
But okay, for the category, yes. But I think that Tichy took it above the category. Just like they just like elevated to a level above what Arichi gave everything the judges were asking for, the looks, the choreo, and they nailed it. But I think Tichy just took it a step above that. Like, bitch, you gave everything you want in this whole show.
Well, we're not giving out 11s. We're giving out 10s. 10 is the highest score, meaning it's perfect. So you're giving Arichi a 10 as well?
Yes.
I gave him a 9 because, like, when you, especially after seeing Tichy, I could not in good faith give Arichi the same score I gave Tichy. I could not.
Bob, you cannot judge of someone again. You can, if there's a category, you're judging it by the statues of that thing. You don't judge another group by another group.
Money, the entire show is literally comparing people to each other. It's a competition. That's what the show is.
Yeah, but if this is a challenge, that's, for example, on Drag Race, when you do a thing, did you nail the runway or not? I'm not judging your runway against Kim's and against Naomi's. Did you do the assignment that we asked for this runway?
That's not true. So it's called a litmus, right? So it's called a litmus. So you,
I know what litmus is.
You base the scale on what you have there. So, for example, if you do let's say you go and do a show and you go to a middle school, right? And you're like, all right, let's judge everyone singing. It's a middle school talent show. Someone's going to win the talent show. Just because the bitch doesn't sing as good as Whitney Houston does not mean you don't give her a high score. You give her a high score based on the middle school level. So the litmus is what you have presented in front of you. And Tichy took the litmus and raised it really high.
Oh, first of all, what middle school do you know is a bitch? That was offensive and rude.
I knew you in middle school.
And second of all, I don't think that's the same thing, Bob. I don't. Maybe I'm wrong. Y'all sound off below, but I feel like Arichi did everything that they asked for in this challenge, and they did it really well, so they get a 10 from me.
So you think Arichi deserves 10s across the board? Across the board?
Yes, for sure.
Interesting. Interesting. Let's go on to the House of Garcon.
Which, bitch, Tonka in his wig. Tonka about a dude in his fucking wig.
I don't think that's a wig. I'm realizing, I'm thinking to myself now, have I ever seen Tonka's hair?
Yes, last week he had a little Caesar.
Because I was looking and I was thinking to myself, what does Tonka's, I kept thinking over and over again, what does Tonka's hair look like? I kept thinking that, like, is this, I kept being like, what is going on with Tonka's hair? And then during rehearsal, he was wearing that little skull cap. So I was like, I don't know what. I remember thinking to myself, is this Tonka's hair?
Because he was probably in the process of getting his shit braided.
Okay, so let's go into the House of Garcon, which is how Deshaun always says it. Okay, it seems like they put an unfair amount of pressure on Tonka.
See, look, Bob, look at Tonka's hair last week. Bitch, last week he had 0.2 centimeters of hair.
All right, congratulations. You got it. You got me, Mo. You got me. I feel like that was too much pressure to put on Tonka. It was too, like, at no point are they like, you don't want to see more of this one specific person. That did not seem fair to me.
I agree with that, but I do realize that every time, in every number, since week one, or whenever they started, week one or two, I don't remember this point, but every time you see Tonka and Mother Stasha are always off doing something, striking a set piece, getting ready for the next scene, and you see the other three dancing. Like, they always do that to them. I don't know if that's, if other groups are doing that, but we don't see it as well. But I feel like they always showcase that in Garcon. Like, Tonka and Mother Stasha are always somewhere doing a thing, moving a cloak, getting her undressed, and the other three are dancing. Always.
I feel like they've highlighted Tonka a few times. And I feel for sure. Like one of, but the thing, I think the reason why is they highlight Tonka because Tonka can't move like the other people. Tonka's done no dips this show. So I think what it is, instead of trying to like clown Tonka and have Tonka, they highlight Tonka on his own and have him do his own thing, which makes sense. It just seemed like too much pressure to be like Tonka, because every time we've seen Tonka, he's been doing his own thing. That being said, this is the best dress house of the night for me.
Best dress?
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
I mean, I guess I do. I do like that.
Bubble coats, this crop top bubble coat, the vest, the corset on Milan.
Yeah. You're right.
The only thing I'm really pissed off about is that they did not show that gown at all.
What gown?
See, exactly. They made a bubble coat gown for Mother Stasha, but she was just sitting in it. They were all laying in it. That thing that Mother Stasha was laying in on the ground, that's a bubble coat gown, but she never stood up and did anything in it.
Got it.
That's odd. Oh.
Yeah, that is weird. Sometimes these groups make, like, what is it? 2 weeks ago with the Seven Deadly Sins, and they had Sedusa on the pole. I was like, they barely featured that pole, but they were so adamant about having it in the number.
I mean, that split under the leg was epic.
Everything.
Was great. It was phenomenal. Just so really fucking good. And, I mean, I gave them an 8 because there were a few.
Oh, my God. Me too. I give them an 8 as well.
Everyone was saying they were perfect, but I was like, it was not perfect. And if you don't believe me, go back to, I wrote this down, 31 minutes and 45 seconds, right when Milan, Sevian, and Egypt go into the choreography, whoever was in the middle was like off from the other two, or like, then the one in the front was a little bit off. And I was like, but it wasn't perfect. And that's okay, but like,
not about giving the timestamp receipts.
Time stamped. But I was just like, it was not, there was a few moments I was like, they could have been a little more together. But that being said, it was really good, so I still gave them an 8.
I gave them an 8 as well, yeah.
I was with Jamila on that one.
Your best friend, Jamila.
Oh, Mila. So now they're going into the body category, which, would you walk body?
Ooh, I would. I don't know. I would. It's just, you're just opening yourself up for so much scrutiny. It's like a little scary.
I mean, the amount of guys you've opened up for, this should be easy.
I would do body. Would you do body? No, you would not.
Bitch, never, not once. Not even a single time in my life would I show midriff or even ankle.
Usually not. Did you forget the anything you can do video when you had your little tube top in your skirt?
What video?
Anything you can do when you made the leopard thing with the black pencil skirt?
Oh, yeah, when I was in drag. I mean, my human being body.
Oh, got it. Not your my human being.
My drag body is phenomenal.
But you had a midriff on, is what I'm saying.
You could never.
Yeah. Those very salacious overalls you have, the little mesh ones, the little naked ones.
They're not mesh. They're denim.
Oh.
Anyway. They're taking body into a new like way, and they're making it less about like having the perfect body, and it's about celebrating your body, like whatever your body is, celebrating that and making it about confidence. I really appreciate that that's where body is now, as opposed mm-hmm. to having some sort of a perfect standard for what a body is supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was ever, was it ever the perfect body though?
Yes, Monet, they used to rub your face during the face category, and if you had like stubble, they would cut you. They used to be like, you're lumpy, your titties are too small, your waist to hip ratio is not good. Like, girl, ballroom used to be, and probably still is in a lot of places, cut the fuck throat. Like not yeah. nice.
But yeah, because they were giving participation awards. Like, bitch, you're coming up here, you need to be the standard, honey. You need to be perfection.
So I do love that it's less about like falling into the perfect standard of beauty and more into this other realm. I appreciate that.
It's why I've stopped doing ballroom.
Anyway, so they chopped Tonka from the body category. Do you think that was a
smart? That was smart. I think it was smart. I think Tonka would have come out there and fucking turned it.
Yeah, so it's probably wise they did that. But also, it was really weird because Shannon said, if you, she said something about like the one you least expect is the one who's gonna get you, so you need to take them out ahead of time. But then she also said that Tonka was gonna be the one that was most intimidating. So, in theory, you should have taken out someone else, they would have snuck up on you.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But anyway.
Oh, right. But maybe she misspoke, but I got what she was trying to say.
Stasha says she has not walked body in 15 years. These girls getting back in the game after all this time, I would never have the confidence. Not after a 15-year break. Not after a 15-year break, I wouldn't. Bitch, no.
Yeah. I loved... what's his name? Remy. I mean, good for you, bitch. Have your confidence in your thing. I was like, Remy, baby. Remy seemed very overconfident.
I think Remy is very sexy.
Oh, I think Remy's sexy too. But Remy was like, these hoes got shit on me. I'm like, he said some comment like, I know that I am the body. Like, I know I'm the one to beat. I was like, all right, calm down, Miss Singh.
I would say, when I saw Remy's body, I was like, sexy as hell. Like, I think...
Oh, I would gobble him up.
Gobble me, swallow me. I was like, ooh, Remy is... This episode, I kept being like, what's Remy's IG? I'm gonna, hop him into... I mean, doesn't Remy look like someone I'd be into? He's just so cute. Anyway,
Oh, for sure.
So, as it went on, I also, Kylie Kat, like, in the interviews... Like, talking about body, like, her language was, like, very, like, she was covering herself up. And I was I'm not seeing it for you because it's about confidence. And in this moment, talking about your body, you're covering up the whole, as much as you can with your arms. Like, I was like,
yeah.
I just remember thinking to myself, not going to be a good week for Kylie if that's the confidence she's taking to the runway. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
And when I saw Diego walk out, I was like, when I heard that Diego was walking by, I was like, Monet's about to shit a brick.
Bob, I was literally, I couldn't even contain myself. I was like, this is, his body is insane.
His body's great. I mean, it's a little more muscly than I usually go for. I'm more of a Dro and Remy type, but I can acknowledge that Diego's body is clearly bananas.
But also, to have that body, that means you are just eating grilled chicken and broccoli literally every day. You're working out 7 days a week. Like, it takes so much work to look like that.
He probably eats a little bit of ass, too, every once in a while. Dro walked out and he was holding his outfit in his hand.
I was not featuring Dro. I love Dro's body. I wasn't featuring his walk. I wasn't featuring Kylie's walk. I wasn't featuring Dro's walk. And I was not featuring Remy's walk.
Was there a reveal that we didn't see that Dro was doing?
You know, the camera work on Legendary be spotty sometimes. They be missing the shit that we need to be seeing.
Yeah, I was like, what is Dro holding? Why is Dro holding a piece of like outfit in his hand? I wish that Diego waited a little bit longer to do the reveal, but I also know that you're afraid to get chopped. Like, you don't want to get chopped off the top.
You're like,
it was a little too quick. Like, it was like three steps, boom. I obviously, he waited longer than Dro, because Dro didn't even wait to the fucking wall move. Dro was like, ah.
And Mother Stasha with that floating coat, I did not see that coming. I lost my mind when that happened.
Oh, yeah, the coat gag was everything. When that shit stood up by itself, I was like, oh, my God. And I would say this. Honestly, the moment Shannon came out, I was like, I don't know why everyone else is acting like they're going to win. I don't even see why anyone up here thinks they would ever beat Mother Shannon in body.
She was incredible. So
confident. She was so her everything. She was butt the fuck naked. They were like, oh, this will only be showing on HBO. Y'all can't put this on the internet because this category.
Oh, bitch. Naked. Man. Jamila, I mean, we're going to get there, but when they went at like the final battle, Jamila couldn't even look down. She's like, oh my God. She was like, is she naked? I'm like, bitch, you don't have eyes. You don't see? Yes, she's naked.
Is that her pussy? Is she naked? Yes, it's her pussy. Yes, she is naked.
Also, I'm like, why is Megan acting all shy? I'm like, Megan, you literally have a video called WAP, and your titties and pussy and ass are just out for the world to see.
And, I mean, at one point, like, it was so crazy because Shannon was so confident. And, like, when she was going against Kylie, I was like, oh, my, like, poor, like, because Shannon was just like, I mean, Kylie looked great. Let me just put that out there. But, like, it was the confidence level. It was the confidence.
Oh, for sure. Had for
so
sure.
Much confidence that no one stood a fucking chance.
And also, honestly, it's that kind of confidence that comes with age. Because I will say, the older I get, the less I'm like, I care what people think about my body and other things. But like, the older you get, the more you're like, bitch, I don't give a fuck. I've been on this planet for 30 years, 35 years, 40, whatever it is, your thing is. You're like, I don't give a fuck what these people have to think about me. I am who I am.
Yeah, I mean, I love that a woman of a certain age won that category. That was just...
Yeah.
It was delicious to see. Diego was very mad that he got beat by Dro. He was rightfully so. He was hot. He was mad.
Rightfully so. What do you think about that? I was like, these judges are haters. I was like, the hate on Diego honestly boggles my mind. I was gagged.
Hate on Diego. I mean, I don't know that it was a hate on Diego.
When Law chopped Diego for whatever category, every other judge was
Monet,
like.
Monet, Diego cannot walk in heels. It was crunch. It was crunch.
It was crunch.
It was
bitch,
crunch.
He got chopped and the rest of the judges all looked at Law like, are you smoking reefer?
It was crunch.
You're a hater. You're a hater too. You on the hate Diego chain.
But you are defending this man and he ain't even your fucking man. You a nose and air ass bitch. That's what you are. That's what you are is. Anyway, but yeah, I really enjoyed this category. It was really great to see them. I don't know. I was just really happy with how they chose to do body, and I'm glad they're moving into an area to try to make it a little bit less problematic. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure.
I also think there, that being said, I feel like there were too many points awarded for that category because the way that it shifted the entire competition.
Yeah.
The walk is giving too much. The percentage is too much.
But you have to figure out in a real ballroom, like all these things are equal anyway.
Also, Money, that's not true. In ballroom, they're not always equal categories. Like, a lot of different balls do things like based on their own, scoring charts. So, Shannon ended up winning the ball for her whole family, which is kind of wild when you consider they had one of the lowest scores of the night.
Yeah, I would say maybe the walk, because also the walk is obviously less labor intensive than a full on dance battle. I would say choreo and the costumes. I would say the walk, like the walking category, should be like 5, not 10 points.
Also, I want to reiterate they didn't have one of the lowest. They had the lowest score of the night, and they ended up winning the entire ball. That was kind of wild to me. Like, this scoring system is a little bit wild.
Bitch, the scoring, the judging, Legendary be doing some weird ass shit.
Like, not having the lowest score and then being superior to House. That's kind of, it's just kind of wild. Like, I'm shook.
Yeah, I agree. It's Legendary does some very, again, I think it shouldn't be 10, it should be 5 points.
But anyway, that being said, you know, congratulations to House of Balenciaga. Obviously, we are big Mother Shannon stands over here at Sibling Watchery. Sure. And let's get into this motherfucking battle.
The best battle of the season.
So the redemption battle this week is between Malik and Jamil. Girl, let's talk about it.
It was okay, so good.
I need them to put a camera on the other side. I always end up just favoring whoever's closest to the camera. Maybe it's just because it's who I'm seeing the most. I need to see.
That doesn't make sense, Bob.
Bitch, it makes sense to me. Mind your, whatever makes sense to you makes sense to you. I want to see the battle from more than one angle. It's, you really only see it from the side. Like it's, if this is the judges, and this is the stage, the camera's right here, and we never.
Bob, that's the entire show. You never see the other side of the show. You always see this angle.
It's just different when there are two people like battling. Like, it doesn't feel like an even amount. I don't feel like I can see them both evenly. That's me, bitch. Your truth is your truth. Stop trying to convince me that my thoughts are different. That's wrong,
shoot. What? But that being said, I did not. Jamil was fine, but like Malik is giving me not quite Michaela energy, but very like a fierce voguer, and I really enjoyed watching Malik Vogue.
And I was really enjoying Jamil. Like, I thought that Jamil was doing some great moments where he would like stomp the other person.
That was cute. That was cute. I love when vulnerable people do that. They're like.
I also love this move. This move here. Like, yes. Like Jamil was like trying to take his opponent down. I was like, Jamil is not playing games on this evening, honey.
But they were also in the bottom. Like, this is their third time in the bottom. It was, loved them, but it was time to go.
I mean, even if Jamil would have, even though I thought that Jamil, in my opinion, did better, there's just no, like, there's just, at this point, it's a losing battle. It's just like you're keeping your head above water. It's like the water is literally right at this level.
Sorry.
It's right below your nose. And there's just no way they could ever, in my opinion, probably come back from that. And obviously, in the opinion of the judges, too. You can always tell when Jamil is about to say something not nice about someone.
Why?
Because she always goes, I do appreciate you, Jamil. I really think you are absolutely magnificent and an amazing performer, and you're so good for your house. That being said, I'm going to give my vote to Mugler. Like it's always like, instead of spending time boosting up the person she's going to vote for, she boosts up the person she's not about to vote for and then gives it to the other person. She always does that.
Well, to be fair, they're going home. They're going home with their tail between their legs. She's trying to, like, gas them up a little bit before they leave.
Not tail between the leg. I actually wanted it to be father versus father. I thought it would have been everything if both the house fathers would have gone against each other. I would have been like, that is...
Well, I think that the house father Arturo is like, I know this is not my show. I know that Malik is my fighter. That's like Mother Erica Lanvin. She was like, bitch, I'm sending Michaela out every time. She's like, I am sending the blue eyes white dragon out every time I got a battle.
Seto Kaiba. No, I mean it was obviously smarter to choose Malik. Obviously they're still in the game, but it just, the iconery of having like a father versus father battle would have been like,
what you call me? Did you call me a coon?
Oh my God, no. Also, why are they saying shooby dooby doo?
That vaguely is a vague memory, but I don't remember why they were saying it.
Like, but also what was really wild to me was how like everyone kept like, everyone was basically like, Mugler, you can stay, but y'all motherfuckers boring as hell. Y'all robot ass. Okay,
oh, this is what I wrote down. I was so irritated by that. I was like, they were saying that Mugler has bad attitudes, and basically they didn't say anything like,
maybe I do have a bad attitude. You don't know where I came from.
But also be like, they're basically insinuating like the house of Who Went Home icon. They're crying every week, so I know that they really want to be here. I'm like, no, bitch, they're crying because they're in the bottom every week. I was like, just because Mugler isn't crying doesn't mean that they don't want this. That I was so irritated by that sentiment. I'm like, just because somebody's not up here crying and all this thing doesn't make them any less passionate about getting the thing.
Yeah, it really seemed like they just... It was a very weird way to compliment people. They were like... three people were like, I just don't like y'all. Like, real tea, I just don't even like
Megan,
y'all.
Megan, that I'm was Megan. I'm
gonna give you my vote. I just don't fucking like you. Anyway, here go my vote. Moogler,
for real, whatever. That's what it felt like. That's why all the judges were like, I mean, I don't really want to vote for y'all because I don't really like y'all. Like, y'all have attitudes like y'all fake. Like, y'all stink. But here's my vote anyway. It felt very that. I was so annoyed by that.
I mean, Megan and Lisa straight up told them they were boring. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but I'm happy Mugler stayed, and it was time for Icon to go. They have been struggle busting it, girl.
Girl, full on struggle busting it. And how many, two times now Balenciaga has
yes. won. Yes. Mm-hmm. How is this bet going for you, babe?
I think it's gonna be going pretty great when you're doing your Vogue performance and I'm critiquing you because Tishi wins.
Okay, we did not decide on that. We have not decided on that. That is what
I made
you
up
want.
My I told you what I want. You talk about what you want, I told you what I want.
Well, we have to agree. That's not how bets work. We have to agree on something.
I'm good.
Then no one will be doing anything. How about that?
I'm good.
Okay.
Not your sore loser. You're already a sore loser. You ain't even lost.
I'm not a sore loser. This is not how things work. We have to agree.
So now you get to pick. You get to pick my stipulations too.
I didn't say that I get to pick. We have to agree on what they are, babe.
Interesting.
Well, you love this
wig? When they win, I wear the sponge dress. If I win, when they have to do the performance.
No, that's not even fair.
You chose the sponge dress. You said that.
Okay, and then you said the redhead wig thing first, too.
I changed my mind. Well,
I'm going to change my mind. If I win, you have to wear the sponge dress on a full episode of We're Here as your look.
Exactly.
It's not fair, is it? It's not weighted equally, is it?
That doesn't even make sense.
If I win, I want you to wear the sponge dress as your look on an episode of We're Here. I want you to walk into the town of Baton Rouge, Skibbity Bobbity Boop, California, and in the sponge dress.
Baton Rouge is the capital of Louisiana. We only do
sponge. I know. I was just mixing a bunch of states and things together. Thank you.
You are ridiculous. You are a ridiculous person.
That's my rules. I'm in the Monet. Bob, I said what I want.
You are impossible. Everyone, thank you all for tuning in to another episode of Watchery. We will see you all. Listen, the next episode is going to be a sibling rivalry.
Bye.
Star Fans Audio, a podcast network.